these lessons really focus us now on the coming feast of Christmas. The previous weeks of Advent have been preparing us for the coming of Christ, and we were never quite sure whether it was that first coming in Bethlehem so many centuries ago, or whether we were to be preparing ourselves for the coming of Christ at the end of time. Indeed, the season of Advent speaks about both. For both are part of the same mystery. That mystery is the reality of God created the world, becoming part of his own creation. And so today's gospel lesson, and in fact all of the lessons, begin to open up for us the mystery of how this actually might be. Today we hear the story that we often call the Annunciation, of how Gabriel comes to Mary unawares, and she is asked to be the mother of God. Now, that is really the key to understanding all of this. God did not impose this upon Mary. God did not command this of Mary, but rather he sent the angel, his messenger, to Mary to ask her if she was willing to do this for the sake of God. Indeed, not only for the sake of God, but as we know in time, for the sake of the entire human race. And it was through the instrumentality of Mary and Mary's human nature and human body that God took God's place inside of the creation that he has made. This is sometimes beyond our understanding. It certainly was beyond the understanding of those first century people who heard the message of Jesus and had a hard time comprehending how Jesus could be considered God's son. Up to that point, gods were always seen as ineffable, as unidentifiable, and not being able to be seen or located or touched. But in the person of Jesus, we understand the God of Israel, the God who created the world, the God who is with us always, who is this marvelous God apart from creation, inserting himself into our lives. Not only in some theological sense, God became part of his own creation, but he did so that we would begin to understand that we carry God deep within us. Perhaps that is why Mary could answer that question put to her, because she already knew God deep within her own soul. And so this became possible. That is the lesson that we have to look at today. How do we answer the challenge that comes to us when Jesus asks us to bring his presence into the world? For we identify ourselves as disciples of Jesus not for our own sake, but for the sake of the world and the creation that God has made. The church, we, the community of faith, we, those who seek to follow Jesus, we who seek to follow the path, the way of love, we are the ones who now bring Christ to the world. Not that it's any special possession of ours, but rather it is simply by letting the Christ that is within us emerge, that the Spirit of God, which is already part of us, emerge into our waiting world. Why do we keep it locked? Why do we kind of keep it for ourselves? Why are we afraid of the very power of God to work these mysterious works all among us? Not only as he heals and teaches, but as he really brings to us an understanding of who we are as true children of God. It is said that one of the very early leaders of the church spoke of the Christmas mystery this way, that God became a human or a man so that we, humans, could become as God. And so it is that our week this week must be spent in contemplation of that reality. How do our lives reflect the very Spirit of God? How do our lives reflect the very presence of God in our world? It is not something in a future day, nor is it something in a faraway place, but it is very present to us here and now. And what we celebrate in these days is not only the coming of Jesus as a tiny infant so many centuries ago, the way that he was introduced to us as a human being, as we ourselves are introduced into the world, but also that coming at the end of time. And it is in this in-between time that we live, and it is here that one long moment of Christ's coming is made clear. Made clear for us, so that we, like Mary, may bear Christ into the world. This is a fearsome reality, that the very power of our Creator, the very power of the Spirit of God, which sustains all life, is within us and is within our control. Not that we decide about it, but rather that we have the ability to even keep it locked up deep within us, or simply to open the doors and let it out. Let that Spirit do its work in us, around us, among us, and in the world that God has made. This Christmas, even as we are denied many of the things that we hold and treasure so dear, even worship, that we realize that God is truly with us and with us always. So it is that his name is Emmanuel, God with us. So whether or not we are able to gather in our church home, whether or not we are able to gather together around the table of the Lord, whether or not we are able to hear one another's voice sing the praises of God in the beautiful songs of Christmas, it makes no difference. God is equally present in the world, equally alive, whether we gather or not, whether we are together or not. God is working in us even so, my friends, take heart. As we journey into the deep winter, into the cold weather, into the darkness of a pandemic, we begin to realize that God is with us and that nothing is impossible for God.